Come Friday, there will be a grand celebration with nonstop music uptown as the annual Bach Around the Clock kicks off a birthday party for Baroque composer and organist Johann Sebastian Bach. Event organizers Albinus and Manon Prisgintis join us this morning. Welcome to the program.
Bonjour.
Hi, Diane. It's nice to be here.
So tell me, how many candles are we putting on this year's birthday cake?
328.
Oh, my goodness. And how many hours of music can we look forward to?
29. Nonstop.
29 hours of nonstop music honoring Bach.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that is very special and very indicative of the wealth of talent and cultural life that we have here in New Orleans. There's a whole bunch of reed players, such as Tony DeGrady, John Reeks, Ralph Gibson, and Ray Moore, classical pianists galore, Wilfred Delphin, David Rice, superb jazz pianists, Matt Lemler, Victor Atkins, Loyola woodwind virtuosi, the fabulous Xavier Concert Choir, the very excellent New Orleans Concert Brass Band, Loyola String Ensemble with John Montez, yoga, acro yoga, which is mesmerizing to watch, dancers, the Tsunami Dance Company, Michaela's Flamenca Group, Nanette Lede, harpsichordist James Hammond is bringing his own personal harpsichord, even though we have one, is coming out of retirement. He was head of the music department here for at UNO for a while. He's playing French Suite, and the recently premiered operatic scenes of Dan Shore's Freedom Ride, featuring opera Creole. Members of the LPO, David Batiste playing that wonderful guitar that he has, rhythm and blues and all kinds of amazing music. Delphio Marsalis brings his Uptown Jazz Orchestra, which is very thrilling.
You're offering a diverse musical experience here. How does that come about in a celebration for Johann Sebastian Bach? You're talking blues, you're talking jazz.
That's right. As it turns out, we, over the years, evolved into having a birthday party for Bach featuring whatever music people are working on and practicing and are comfortable with. I think Bach was such an influential composer that he influenced everyone, no matter what form that they tend to be involved in. People come in with their own personal arrangements, sometimes jazzy, sometimes new agey or roxy, and so forth. And then, of course, we do get straight ahead Bach renditions. It keeps it more lively, it becomes a real learning experience.
You're playing organ. Can you tell us what pieces by Bach you may play this year?
I'm going to probably play a number of the big works. The Toccata in F, the big Toccata in D minor, Preludes and Fugues, the Wedge, the big G minor, probably a trio sonata or two, some chorales, you know, a bunch of Bach. Also, I'm going to do a fair amount of classical rock pieces. I've been working on some Lynyrd Skynyrd and others, Led Zeppelin.
And you do that because?
Because, first of all, I like it, and because I've had some success with translating it into organ.
What do you think Bach would say about his birthday celebration?
I would imagine he probably wouldn't want to make a big fuss over his birthday. If he did participate, he probably would play a bunch of synthesizers with beatboxes and maybe some of the more modern approaches to music, which we'd probably be doing some of that also late at night.
Albinus and Manon, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Diane, for being such a vital part of this throughout the years.
We've been talking with Albinus and Manon Prisgintis, organizers of the Trinity Artist Series 16th Annual Bach Around the Clock Festival. The marathon concert is held at Trinity Episcopal Church, 1329 Jackson Avenue, beginning Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. nonstop until Saturday, April 6th at midnight. 29 hours of music with 300 performers. The event is free and open to the public. More info at albinus.com. albinas.org or trinitynola.com. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.